This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Futuro.
From Futuro Media, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Today, one of our How I Made It segments with the band from Uruguay, No Te Va a Gustar. Now, you might not have heard of them in the United States, but No Te Va a Gustar is an Uruguayan band that has been around for over 25 years.
Tenemos el honor de recibir a Draco Rosa.
To mark their 25th anniversary, the band released a special album, Otras Canciones. The album is a compilation of some of their most popular songs, and it includes collaborations with guests like Draco Rosa. Julieta Venegas.
Estábamos los dos mirando el mar.
Jorge Drexler.
De nada sirve el porqué. De nada sirve el valor.
And Flor de Toloache.
La barca en que me iré.
No Te Va a Gustar, which started as a trio in 1994, now has 9 members in its lineup. It's primarily a rock band, but they're also influenced by other styles like reggae, salsa, and ska. 3 members of No Te Va a Gustar join us to talk about their music, touring, and what it means to be together for 25 years. Here are Diego Bartaburu, Martin Gil, and Francisco Nasser.
Hello, I am Diego Bartaburu, drummer for No Te Va a Gustar.
Hi, my name is Martin, and I play trumpet, and I also sing a little.
Hi, my name is Francisco Nasser, and I'm the keyboard player of No Te Va a Gustar.
¿Cómo que tenés que irte si recién te vi llegar? Solo me das en un rato lo que tenés para dar.
Well, No Te Va a Gustar is a Uruguayan band. It started playing at 1994. It started just like a power trio, and we are 9 musicians at this time. We have 9 albums released at this moment, studio albums, and nowadays we just have visited more than 20 countries, and we've been playing for more than 100 concerts per year, so it changed a lot our lives. We grew in here and we became fathers, most of us. And so it's been almost the half of our lives. Okay, our first album is called Solo de Noche. It was released at 1999. And I would like to let you hear No Era Cierto, which became an emblematic song for us and for people that like our music, so we hope you like it. No Era Cierto.
Volve a tu casa cuando quieras. Siempre te esperan a cenar. Buscando hacer pasar el tiempo.
We are like an, I don't know the word, eclectic band. We got so many influences. We are 9 musicians, with everyone has his own.
No sé si escuchas,
quizás ya no sirve de nada.
Yeah, maybe you can listen from influence from reggae bands or traditional Mexican music or Uruguayan music.
Folk.
Or
rock.
Yeah, rock bands.
We love to mix rhythms. We love to do whatever the songs tells you to do. Anything can happen.
Yeah, that's the thing about Note Bautar, that it's not like a rock and roll band. We can play a pop song or more folk song or reggae song or more hard rock songs. That's what's special about this band. It doesn't concentrate on one style. We play a lot of styles. Okay, this next song is called Ciao. It's about basically the girl broke up with the guy, and then several years later she came back, but he no longer want to be with her.
Estábamos los dos mirando el mar cuando la tarde moría. Como moría lo nuestro. Juro que no lo sabía.
Well, Sin Pena Ni Gloria talks about the life of a person that reaches 80 years and he just see that has nothing to left. He's not concerned with what is happening around and with people that were near him. So he can feel that he's going to die and he will die without glory and no one will cry for him.
Y no hice nada por nadie. Nada por nadie. Mis hermanas y mis hermanos sufrían. Y yo estaba ahí.
I mean, he didn't do like anything evil, but also anything good, you know. He feels like he wasted his life, yeah.
Every country is so different. You can play in Uruguay, it's our country, it's like playing for the family and the friends and people you know and the fans. But in Argentina it's another story. It's a very warm audience. They sing a lot.
They are part of the show, you know, they like to be a part of the show. So they sing along. We love playing live, yeah. I mean, I think we're pretty good playing live, you know? Since we go to the studio like every 2 or 3 years, like, you have to get used to it every time. You have to play in a different way that you play live.
But the band has a special energy on stage, so I think we really love that.
You guys know what Note Bautar means? If you don't, the name means you are not gonna like it. That was the name of the song, of the band.
But be patient, try it.
Ese maldito momento de mirar para un costado.
The members of the Uruguayan band No Te Va a Gustar, which means you're not gonna like it. Legend has it that the name of the band was picked accidentally when two of the original band members told the third, we have a name for our band, you're not gonna like it. The third member said, No Te Va a Gustar, that's a great name. This episode was produced by Miguel Macias and edited by Sofia Palizacá. The Latino USA team includes Andrea López Cruzado, Marta Martínez, Julieta Martinelli, Ginny Montalvo, Alejandra Salazar, Reinaldo Leaños Jr., and Julia Rocha, with help from Raúl Pérez. Our engineers are Stephanie LeBeau, Julia Caruso, and Leah Shaw. Our digital editor is Luis Luna. Our New York Women's Foundation Ignite Fellow is María Esquinca. Our intern is Oscar de León. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. If you like the music you heard on this episode, stop by latinousa.org and check out our weekly Spotify playlist. I'm your host and executive producer, María Hinojosa. Join us again on our next episode. And in the meantime, I'll see you on social media. Ahí los veo. Bye.
Latino USA is made possible in part by the Heising Simons Foundation, unlocking knowledge, opportunity, and possibilities. More at hsfoundation.org. W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first. And the Wincote Foundation.
Oh, that's it? That was fun. I'm going to go eat some lunch. All right, sweetie, take care. I'm María Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, part two of The Wrongful Conviction of Joseph Webster. We'll follow Joseph as he takes on the fight of his life. And we look at the long-term effects of wrongful convictions. That's next time on Latino USA.